Yeah, a parachute opened. Positive note, I think. Maybe. No, yeah, obviously myself, Emily's my partner and Danny Butterfield's partner Becky both decided to take the plunge out the plane for charity, which, you know, it's for a good cause. And like I said, the parachute opened, so that was a good thing, and they raised a lot of money, so well done to them.
Are you a man for heights? Is it something you fancy
I
trying?
would do it, yeah. I don't think I'd be allowed to do it, but I'd love to do that, yeah.
Well, now we're talking about the heights. I've been back in the championship just under a couple of weeks away now. How are preparations going?
Yeah, they're going well. The gaffer and Cros, Dean, and the medical staff have put together so far a very worthwhile pre-season programme that the lads have carried out to, well, as much as they could, really. I mean, the intensity has been great every day, and you know, the technology we have nowadays with heart rate monitors and GPS systems show us that, you know, we're working in the right thresholds, and our fitness should be right up there.
It's a strong-looking Saints midfield now, isn't it, with the arrival of Jack Cork and Steve Derrida? How do you gauge the competition?
No, it's much needed. You know, obviously we lost Oscar last season, and you know, obviously Jason Puncheon's not involved. So in terms of that, we needed another winger, and obviously with Oscar going, we needed another centre mid. So it was obviously a much anticipated thing that was going to happen, and obviously the gaffer's gone out there and got quality in, which is it's going to be needed if we're going to succeed in the championship.